Clive Palmer's latest ads for his United Australia Party may have landed him in hot water with a rather surprising opponent. An American heavy metal band is threatening legal action over what they say is Mr. Palmer's rip-off of their biggest hit. Samantha Donovan prepared this report. This was a hit for the American band Twisted Sister back in 1984, and this plays on an ad for Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. In a tweet, Twisted Sister's guitarist and manager, JJ French, vented his anger, saying the band doesn't endorse Australian politician Clive Palmer, has never heard of him, and was never informed of his use of a rewritten version of its song, We're Not Going to Take It. He says the band receives no money from its use and is investigating how it can be stopped. The band's lead singer, Dee Snider, also made his displeasure known on social media, tweeting, "We do not endorse Palmer United Party. We're contacting our legal team to address this, and if that doesn't work, I'll be down under in 3 weeks to deal with it myself." Clive Palmer responded to the ABC's request for comment with a text saying, "I wrote the words. Old rockers who can't sell enough tickets to their last gig need publicity. No communication from their lawyers. I own the copyright for my own lyrics." Melbourne solicitor Dr. Mark Williams is an adjunct professor in the School of Art at RMIT University. He wouldn't speak about the possible case of Twisted Sister versus Clive Palmer, but says in general terms, using songs in ads can be a legal minefield.
In copyright terms, there is an exception for parody and satire. So you can parody and you can satirise someone else's work. If that is part of what you're doing, you can criticise it, but that's got to be about the work. If, in fact, you really don't care about one particular artist, you're actually springboarding off their art into making a point for your own puffery, then you're using someone else's stuff, and using someone else's stuff is exactly what is not permissible.
What's the situation when the band or singer objects to the use of their song in an ad because they disagree with the politics or the views of the person using it?
We have this concept called moral rights. It's been around in Australian copyright law for 15 years, and you cannot do something that would prejudice an artist's honour and reputation. So we've had a history in Australia of people taking things for political campaigns, and the artists are entitled to object and say, "Look, that's nothing to do with me. I do not want any association with whatever's being put out in the name of this other person."
Dr. Mark Williams from RMIT University, ending Samantha Donovan's report.